AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Air Force One turned around and landed about an hour after President Trump took off for Switzerland. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the crew had identified a minor electrical issue and, out of an abundance of caution, decided to turn around. The president left a short time later on a second plane. Trump is set to address the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today. European leaders have expressed concern about global trade and Trump's push for U.S. control of Greenland. The Justice Department is handing out grand jury subpoenas in Minnesota in a probe Democrats are calling a bullying tactic. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Federal prosecutors have served subpoenas to multiple officials in Minnesota. Sources say it's part of an investigation into whether they impeded federal immigration officers. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz calls the DOJ investigation political theater, sparked by calls for accountability in the face of violence. St. Paul Mayor Kalee Herr says she's unfazed by the tactics, in a statement confirming a subpoena from the U.S. Attorney's Office. At a White House press conference, President Trump defended Immigration and Customs Enforcement, holding up mugshots of people arrested in Minnesota during Operation Metro Surge.
How can a place with 10,000 criminals, how can you have a state? And yet they're fighting us.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says we shouldn't have to live in a country where people fear that federal law enforcement will be used to play politics. His office was ordered to produce a long list of records to a grand jury on February 3rd. The subpoenas come as the Trump administration urges a judge to reject a lawsuit by Minnesota and its largest cities to stop the operation that has roiled Minneapolis and St. Paul for weeks. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. military took control of a seventh oil tanker linked to Venezuela. The U.S. Southern Command said it was operating in defiance of Trump's sanctions. This is AP News. The Justice Department prosecutor who pursued indictments against a pair of President Trump's enemies is leaving her position.
Lindsay Halligan had been appointed interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, but her 120-day tenure has now expired. Halligan had served as President Trump's personal lawyer, and he tapped her to lead the office after her predecessor resigned. That followed Trump's complaints about a lack of prosecutorial action against two political adversaries, former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Halligan had no prior experience as a prosecutor, but managed to secure those indictments, only to later see them both thrown out, a judge ruling her appointment had been unlawful. In a social media post announcing Halligan's departure, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the circumstances that led to this outcome are deeply misguided. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.